Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 foam MOLLE tubing for optimum results. PRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.przmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Good evening, people. Good evening. Welcome to Girls Talk Radio, hosted by your truly, Chris Benjamin Lover, as some of you may know. Just want to kind of jump on into the show. I see a few people already have their hands up, so we're not going to prolong the time tonight here. We're just going to go on and open the mic and kind of go into the program. 205-1708. Your mic is open. Your mic is open. Okay, well, we'll pass on. At the moment here, do anyone have any announcements for us, any upgrade races or anything that's upcoming and they want to talk about or discuss? Let's take the time now to kind of open the mic and let people talk about it. Well, I have several. One announcement is going to be a race over in, let's see. Yeah, we got one call. 323-2982. Your mic is open.
It's Erica. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, Erica?
Nothing much. Just calling in to be your co-host for the evening.
I got you.
So, I want to talk about Hub City a little bit. On how it went, how it was a pretty good, successful event.
Yeah, it definitely was. I wasn't expecting the fan base to come up, but actually they showed up and kind of supported the bike and our guys, and I was really impressed with it. Haven't heard too much negativity about it. I think a lot of people just complaining about the congestion of the staging lane, but hopefully next time in October we to be able to get on top of that and handle that a little different. But the delay was really the track had some issues there with the rain that we had gotten previously, and the heat was causing the water to kind of seep up through the track, and so it was kind of unsafe for the bikes and stuff to go down the track, and so that was the reason why it was a delay. Didn't want anybody to go down there and really have no accident, and then I'd rather for them to be mad, you know, at me or whatever, complaining, but I kind of look out for the safety of the racers as well, because I wouldn't have been able to, you know, kind of let that one down somebody go down and have an accident or something,
mm-hmm.
which something could have been avoided. So other than that, though, I mean, I think people got some grudge races off. Actually, yourself, I think, had several races. You ran yourself, didn't you?
Huh?
I said, actually, you got several races yourself off at the track, didn't you?
I had two races, but, you know, I was having some issues with my bike, but I won one, lost another, and it is what it is. I'm ready to get back out there, so next time I'll probably be on something a little faster.
I got
we'll
you.
See.
I definitely
we'll
got
see.
You on that one.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Well,
I will also make a little announcement that September the 29th, I'm going to be doing the makeup rain at the Twigs Dragway over in Macon,
mm-hmm.
Georgia. That's the makeup date for the rain delay I had. Yeah, so I just want to kind of put that word out there for September.
Mm-hmm.
And actually this weekend there's a race in Evendale, I believe, Texas. It's not really a bike event, but a lot of bike guys are teamed up, and I think on pay to have like a little grudge session. And I think it's been a hot topic going on in Louisiana versus Texas.
You said
that's
in Texas?
Mm-hmm, in Texas.
Okay.
That's all I'm.
All right, well, if anybody's in Georgia, there's one in Edenton as well.
Okay.
They're going to be at 1 p.m. Anybody's over in the Georgia area.
Okay.
And then there's Rockingham at the end of this month. I'm sure we should be getting a lot of lock-ins for that date. What do you think about that?
Okay. Well, we got one person that they put their hand up. So at this time, here, let me, let's see, 901-2640. Your mic is open.
What's up, Chris?
What's going on?
Who's that saying? Who's the lady that's on the phone?
That's Miss Erica.
That's the lady that was out in Hattiesburg over the weekend?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I thought that was a picture girl, a show girl.
Thank you.
Not quite, man. I'm a motorcycle right
now. I ain't think they'll get in there like that, you heard me?
Thank you, I appreciate it.
What's this about this Texas versus Louisiana?
Yeah, that's going on this weekend over there in, what is it, Evendale?
Was that the eighth of a mile?
You know, I don't know if it's 8 mile or a quarter mile. I know a lot of the guys been talking. I don't want to say it's a quarter mile track. Because that's what I'm planning on going on this weekend myself to check it out.
Where is it, Louisiana or Texas?
In Texas.
Okay.
Supposed to have a lot of Texas guys coming over to do a little battle.
Yeah.
This 901 number, is that the one I can contact you?
Yeah, you contact me on that number. That's another number. Because there's a couple of stops on this line right now.
Okay, but when we get offline, I'm going to...
I'm Louisiana, take up with some of the Memphis boys.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, after this show is over, I'm going to hit you on this number, and we can kind of go into some detail about it. I'll find out for you exactly if that's an 8 mile or quarter mile track.
Yes.
We got one more caller here. 337-9316. Your mic is open.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Hey, this is Marshall Solo, man. How y'all doing?
Hey, Marshall. What's going on?
Good. How you doing, Erica?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Hey, I was calling about the race you're talking about in Evendale, Texas. It is a quarter-mile track.
Okay.
It's, like I said, it's Evendale, Texas. We, a bunch of guys getting together, talking shit, they want to hook up and do something. So we're trying to bring a good little crowd of Louisiana over there to the Evendale track. We called out a few guys from the Houston area, and that's about all we got so far. But we got about five each way coming so far.
Okay.
The other guy that was asking about it, you plan on jumping in or? Huh?
The track is in Houston?
No, actually, it's in Vida, Texas, 20 minutes north of Vida, Texas, which is about an hour and a half, hour and 15 minutes out of Houston, heading east.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's more closer to the state capitol raceway, more on this end.
Yeah, well, it's right there at the Texas line, actually. Well, Louisiana and Texas is about 30 minutes away from the Texas line.
Okay. All right, what time will the gates or the racing for the bikes start?
Gates open at like 12. Time trials don't start till like 4, but pretty much we ain't getting there till around 5 o'clock, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
They going to have cars?
I'm sorry?
Is cars going to be there?
Yes, it is cars, but I reserve lanes for us to grudge race, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we put them at 25? Okay. Yeah. I got with the track manager and everything, paid my little fees to make sure we have our lanes and all that.
That's
fun. So it ain't going to be sitting out watching cars run all night long and all that. The cars run a class to where about every 4 or 5 minutes they make a pass. So we guarantee every time the cars make a pass, we make a pass.
Right.
Yeah.
And, it, you know, they got regular testing too, but the difference of the track rental that I have is that we guarantee to make our passes just as, you know, along with the other ones that make theirs.
Okay.
It's been pretty nice, man. Track hook up hard as hell. Forcing waiting times ain't bad at all, man. Like I say, and then after nightfall, say around 8:30, 9 o'clock, cars are pretty much done. Lanes are like wide open. You run out of gas before you get time trials in here, like something like.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I like something that's gonna be interesting because I'm gonna be trying out some new camera technology over there as well. So.
Are we gonna see any Texas racers in Valdosta?
I want to say a few guys I'm talking about coming over there.
Okay. Because I heard Valdosta is going to be really, really crazy this year.
What, Valdosta?
Yes.
Where are you located?
Huh?
Where are you located?
Atlanta.
Okay, TA.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you're originally from?
No, I'm from California.
That's what I figured.
Hey, to the
nothing
other
Atlanta is originally from Atlanta.
No.
Mm-hmm. What were you saying, Marshall?
The other guy that's asking about the racing, are you thinking about coming down or?
Yeah, I was thinking when you said cars, it kind of changed my mind. I've never seen a track with cars work at all. Cars just don't work with motorcycles. Cars and motorcycles just don't work.
If you happen to make it down, bring enough gas for your bike. Like I said, the lanes will be open more than you have gas for your bike, or you overheat before you start to get past. Like I said, the car is starting before we even get there, like something much. So, but yeah, where would you be coming from anyway, man?
I would be coming from New Orleans.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah.
It seems like every time I go to a track where there's them cars, it just 20 times it never worked. It just never worked.
Yeah. But I'm
something
sure.
Always happens, and something is up with the cars. Cars and bikes just don't mix.
Yeah, and like I say, and with
like
the cars, it helps our traction.
Straight.
I say the cars helping us with traction as well. It keeps the track at it.
Yeah,
really all bikes.
But
I know what you're saying, though. I've been to events the same way, but it's hard to explain that it ain't them many cars like talking about. Like I say, and these are fast that they run. So, but yeah.
I know that for the weekend, somebody said, oh, they're not going to have that many cars. And shit, when I got to a mile, like, man, they got more cars down at the track than they had bikes.
Yeah.
And I spent like 500 hours on my diesel and mine just to get out to the track, and I got like a half a pass. I couldn't even ride the bike because it was congested. So I don't want to go nowhere else.
What's
to have called that no more.
What's your name again?
Huh?
What's your name?
The name of my bike is Purple Rain. I'm known as Purple Rain.
Okay, that's what I said. I remember seeing. I was trying to figure out who you was, but it's pretty much like, you know, on a Wednesday night at NPR and stuff. You come over here quite often. You come to No Problem Raceway quite often, huh?
Yeah, I go to No Problem, but it ain't the same.
Okay.
State Capitol, I wouldn't go to State Capitol if they had cars there. Because cars just don't work.
State Capitol is packed with cars, man. It ain't nothing like that. Yeah.
No problem is comfortable on a Saturday school night with cars. No problem is cool.
Yeah.
That's where they should have put the event at, No Problem. We would have had passes. With cars there at all, we would have had passes.
Yeah.
So, I'm just scared to spend the money, like, talking about it, get back out there, and then still allow Kane to get passed down the track to make sure everything's working right on the bike.
Well, all right, man. Like I say, if you can make it, like, we appreciate it, man. Like I say, be just another one coming from
you
down.
Yeah, things change, stuff change overnight, so you never know what might happen.
Yeah, and like, and there is a high rain chance right now, but if you watch the net, like talking about, we'll post everything. But like I say, if you can make it, brother, it'll help. It'll be another Louisiana guy kicking another one off in Texas ass. So, I mean, if you can make it, we appreciate it, brother.
And what's your name again, man?
Marshall Foreman, Outlaw, or 7777
Outlaw. Marshall?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I think. You know Gino, right?
Say it again?
You know Booze the Killer?
Yeah.
Okay, that's where I know the name from. I heard your name several times. That's why I asked Marshall.
Yeah.
I was wondering if they had a duplicate out here.
I'm always the one with the Third Coast T-shirt on all the time.
You the one with that Fast Forward, that Fast Booze or something?
Yeah, hey, some say it's fast, some say it's a third, so I don't know what to say, man. Some say it's a third, so.
That's cool, man. I know who you're talking about.
But, yeah, I got that orange booster, man.
All right.
As a matter of fact, I'm out here at NPR right now. Trying to make sure my stuff is straight for things.
No problem.
Yes, sir.
We had a lot of rain on this end, so it didn't even make sense to even pack up.
Yeah, like I said, I'm here
to drive
and hope the track
hold
up.
So.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Yes.
Chris. Hey, I'm going to be doing some updates on the Grudge Inc. website. And since I have these gentlemen on the phone, I would like to know some nominations for, I'm trying to do like top five grudge races. Just to see, you know, kind of put a feel out there that are currently drag racing. You know, it's just going to be for the website. So since we have you guys on the phone, I mean, can you guys give me some current people that you feel would fit in that category?
Yep. Extreme Motorsports, the guys out of Alabama. Mayo.
You said Mayo?
Mayo, yeah.
Mayo.
He's another one that's racing. Who else would it be?
just the people that you feel in any area that you feel that's currently racing, that's on top of their game, that's on top of their races, that's, you know, the top in grudge racing.
Well,
it's gotta be current. We doing 2012, not like no more.
Props to Extreme Motorsport, cause those guys, man, they are everywhere.
Yeah, they racing. They are racing.
Yeah,
we
are. And that goes
all over
Mississippi too. You know, Mississippi White Boys, and they always out at track. You know, as well doing their thing. It's a bunch of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if there's anybody that's listening, just please press 1 because I want to hear everybody's answers. It's important for the website. So just press 1.
Hands that just came up. Well, let's see what those three
calls are. Go ahead. Because I'm going to step out and try to make me a time trial. But if y'all hear me, go to silent. That's what happened.
All right. Hold for 1 second. Okay. 757-5780. Mic is open. 757-5780, your mic is open. Okay, 229-1746, your mic is open.
My vote is for custom cuts.
Wait, you can't vote for yourself. You cannot vote for
yourself. What's up, Eric?
I'm going to throw custom cuts out there for him then.
You know,
okay.
I'm gonna
go ahead and
purple.
Put a marker.
We're gonna spend $1,000 poly on the
okay.
hey, Purple Rain, what's going on, man?
Oh, what's happening with you, man?
Man, boy, I meant to come up to you when I saw that little altercation in the staging lane. Boy, I seen another side of you, boy.
Oh, man, I was watching Barber, but they brought it out, man, bro.
Boy,
I was using that razor blade and they brought the other side out, man.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. What happened to your bike, man? Somebody said something went wrong with it. What was going on?
Nah, she's fine. Nothing happened to it.
Okay.
Nothing happened
okay.
to it. It didn't do nothing but spin out. You know, the track was kind of moist and everything. A few little computer things were set on a little something that it wasn't supposed to be set on, and Rich didn't really know, so, you know.
Right.
It's fine.
But I want to clear everything up. Me, the race that everybody saw, that race was to the 60-foot, and I won that race. We had a grudge race lined up with Pac-Man. Okay, I got out there the first pass, and the race was only to the 60-foot. You had to switch off at the 50. So I switched off, and I rolled to the 60, and I won. That was a $1,000 race. $1,000 race, and I won. Now, I don't know if you saw it, Purple Rain. Did you see that race?
No, I was just trying to boil some turkey next, man.
Oh, man, come on, man. Come on, man.
When they kept on working the track, shit, I said, I might as well sit down and gain a little weight, man, because I ain't going to be able to ride another day.
Man, I thought y'all was on that gumbo over that way.
Yeah, that's where we had a little bit of gumbo, a little bit of crawfish, crab, shrimp, barbecue chicken, barbecue rib, barbecue steak. Man, I think we had Winn-Dixie beef section.
Ooh. Yeah, but
you know, if there ain't no action going on, we're gonna still have fun regardless of how it turned out.
Yeah, you're right. I heard there was a race coming up at the Rock. Y'all coming to that one?
And when?
What, Labor Day? That
race? August the 31st and September the 1st.
We might try to make that, man.
Well, I tell you what, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm not gonna try to race y'all because y'all cool. But Alex Bud Light, if he's listening, tell him to press one. I want to call him out. Custom Cuts will return to the Rock with bodyguards. I want to call Alex Bud Light out. If he's listening, chime in.
We got one caller. Let's check and see. 205-4405.
That's not him.
Who are you talking to, man?
Mike is open.
Hello?
205-4403.
What's going on, man? It's this group, man.
What's going on, group?
What's happening with you?
Man, I can't call him. What's going on with you?
Man, I called in tonight. I see it's real calm. It ain't all that loud talking. So I said, well, let me go on and call tonight, then.
Okay.
Yeah, but what y'all got going on, man? What race y'all got coming up soon?
Well, we were just talking about the one for the Rock, August 31st and September 1st. I think you have one as well coming up. September is, who knows?
September the 15th is 2 weeks after Danaher.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 8 mile track. Track worked real good. I mean, you came there last year.
I did.
Yeah, and, you know, it's more or less old-fashioned grudge race, and it don't take all that $10,000 to raise. I mean, these guys get it in, $250, and up. They don't care. They race because they mainly showcasing their talent instead of, you know, well, okay, it takes $10,000 for me to race. So my bike going to sit still. We don't do that at this race. You know, everybody race, man. I mean, we race, we have fun, and don't get me wrong. Hey, these guys bet good money, too, man. But that's why I say it's a race where somebody is, you know, in and everybody is somebody. You know what I'm saying? Most of these guys, they come to the track with their bikes, and they feel like they're inferior to the next man. They don't even really want to race, but it ain't like that at this race. You know, like I say, everybody get it in. Everybody have fun. But I'm gonna try to catch Dano's race in Valdosta. I won't be able to make it September 1st because that's family reunion weekend, so I won't be able to make it. But I done been to Tweed when you had your race here, so I showed you a little love there. So I'm going to go down there and holler Dano in Valdosta in October at that race. September 1st is going to be one that's hard for me to make. I done been to Hattiesburg, probably in deep, that's what it was. I went to his race earlier in the year. But I did hear Erica say something about the grudge races, that she felt like, you know, she wanted to nominate some people on.
Well, yeah, what do you
think?
Hey, if I had to just put it out there, you know, for real, I would have to go with Extreme number one, Real Talk, because they will travel, and you don't never hear them say, "Well, lock this in." They go to race. If they get a race, they get a race. They don't, they don't. I feel like they do a begrudge race for being somebody that don't sit at home. And now I understand these people got money in their bikes and they don't want to travel for free. Hey, when I can't afford to go, I stay at home. I mean, but when I get ready to go, if I don't get a race from Valdosta, hey, I don't get one. I don't expect no lock in. I'm just going down there to race. So I got to give him credit all day long on that. And Onzo, I don't know him personally, but Onzo tried to get it in too. And he would do some crazy stuff because he was willing to give Jeffro one and the break in Hattiesburg. And with Teasley on the bike, there is a lot. There's a lot to do. So I got to give him credit on that. So with me, just saying, if them two cats right there, Real Talk right now, I feel like, you know, on top of the game right now, this stuff is so seasonal to where somebody will be hot, and then they'll cool off real quick because, like, Possum went down to the Twigs and Steve Steven, and Stormtrooper was a whole different bike, and I gave him a lot of credit for it, but, you know, he done had some problems lately. Head Buster done come out, and that's what he doing. He busting heads. I ain't going to lie. He two shakedowns, and he was ready to race. I mean, hey, he doing his thing. I can't hate on him. It's just so many cats out there right now, man, that's racing. So, well, it's really hard just to pick a few, but I'm just one of them guys that I'm a fan of a person that just go to race, period. Point blank.
Ooh.
Not all that crazy talk. Need all that money.
No.
But, and I give you credit, man. I ain't gonna lie. You done had a couple problems lately, but you getting in the water box. But, I mean, I wasn't in Hattiesburg. I know that you supposed to be raised. Did you get your
raise
off?
Dog, do you know what they... Oh, man, okay. Did you open it up? I wasn't going to say anything about it. But they showed up probably 5 hours late to the race and asked me how long my bike was. I said it was 74 and a couple of dots past 74. They said no race because you're not 74. So I walked in my trailer and got the chain breaker and said I will break my chain and put it 74 inches. They said, oh, that wasn't the deal. No race, no race. You know, them guys didn't come to race me. They walked out on my lock-in and left me high and dry. So, really, if you want to nominate the grudge racer right now, is at the top of his game, you need to be saying custom cuts. Because I got guys backing out on lock-ins won't even pay me. You know, so, I mean, come on, man. I don't left money up. I left $6,000 up in North Carolina at a race that I had won. And then at Hub City, I left $500 right out there in my face. And then, but I want to tell you this, October the 13th in Valdosta, Tackle Box and I are going to officially lock up and go through the quarter mile.
So that's
you will
get right?
October 13th, huh? Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, sir. At my home track. At my home track, the house of custom cut.
That's what's up. I mean, I'll be there, man. I ain't been able to do a whole lot of moving around this year. But, I mean, now, little sticks are still a little fixed, and I'm going to be there. You know what I'm saying? I try to get that bike. I mean,
Let me ask you a question. I never called you out because I got a lot of respect for you. Even though you're low-budget grudge racer, I got a lot of respect for you. Okay, what would you do if I got a female, maybe my cousin, maybe a sister. If I got a female to race you on that race date, about off with a slide or booster.
Street tie?
It's got a road race Shinko slick on it. Road race now, round. I'm talking about his female. I mean, trust me.
What's her weight?
I will say 145. 147 ish. Now listen, would you give her the back tie in the quarter?
Now you're asking for something. I mean, I'm up to 160 with levels on now. I done picked up a lot of weight. I ain't small as I used to be. So, you know, playing catch up is something serious, especially when all you gotta do is hold the throttle, man.
Okay.
I mean, it's obvious she done been through the quarter mile before. You know what I'm saying?
No.
So,
I mean, she never come on. It's a lady. No, she's never been on this bike. She's a female. Come on. It's a female we talking about. Come on, real.
Hey, you know what? When we go to talking about females, have you used that in two different ways? A lot of these women get mad when you say she a female. You're supposed to give her something. They'll get mad now. So I got to treat her like she a man. She's playing a man's game now.
Ain't no wow. I'm a man.
Wow.
But no, man. But you know, for real though, man. When I get there, we'll look at the bike, and we'll go from there, man. And don't get me wrong. Hey, you made a comment that you know, I'm a low budget racer. I have ran $3,000-$5,000 passes back to back to back down in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. I can
right.
do it any kind of way that it's done. But
right.
I love cars. I got two girls, and I've chilled out a lot on the chance of losing money because I know that I got invested in other things now. That's the only reason
no.
why I bet the way I bet now. Now, what other people bet? That's them.
You misunderstood me. What I mean by low budget, I'm low budget. We're underground. I should say underground. I'm sorry. I said low budget. I'm sorry. Underground races. We are low budget underground races. We are not out there like Teasley and Little Richard.
Yeah, okay.
But
yeah,
I'm willing.
Yeah.
I know that you can't really ride the way I can, so I'm willing to put a female on a bike. And run you.
I tell you what, Dean. How about you stay on your bike and make it right? You know what I'm talking about.
No, how about this? How about you sit on your own motorcycle?
I'm
and I will put a female on Caesar. I will put a female on Black Caesar and run you head up. Now, how about
come
that?
Come on, man. What is it? I mean, I'm for real, though. What is it to really ride those bikes? I mean, you slam them to the floor and you hold on. I have to
wow.
do more on my bike. I guarantee you I have to do more on my bike than you do on that one.
No, you don't. I mean, y'all, let me tell you something. If I get out the throttle on my motorcycle, I'll bust the whole transmission apart. Come on.
I know that.
You know, so.
But you have no reason to get out the throttle when you leave. You have no, tell me why would you have to get out the throttle when you leave about it? Tell me.
Yeah, I mean, you're right, Grip. I'm not trying to bash you or anything, but we're talking about a female.
Like no, I don't take it like that, man, but you know what I'm sitting on. I'm sitting on a 70-inch dressed-up bike. Nothing's missing off the bike but the rear foot pegs. That's it. Everything is on this bike.
Yeah.
All working, signal lights, everything. This bike is not stripped. I will even show you my nitrous system. I don't have a violet nitrous system. I'm fogging my air ducts. I don't even have a spray ball, and I will show you. I ain't even got a hunt shot on this bike. I ride.
Okay.
I think this bike been out 3 years and a wrench never been on it. Because it ain't a bike that go that fast, to be honest with you. Somebody have fun with it. I just have to ride people.
My brother, I tell you what. So I got the race tackle ball, so we're going to leave Caesar out of this because he already got his hands full. But this other booster that I got access to, and I'm trust me, you haven't seen this bike before because it's been in the camp. You know,
okay.
I will put, I don't want to say no names. I'm going to put a lady on this bike and run you head up October the 13th.
What bike is this now? Not Caesar, the other bike, you say.
Oh,
okay, which
boy.
Bike are you talking about now? You just
okay.
said you're going to leave Caesar
okay.
out of it. You say it's another bike.
Okay, I'm going to leave Caesar HD out of it. This is Black Caesar, the original.
Okay, is it on a slick or you say it's on a round?
No, it's on a road race. A road race Shinko. Come on now, Shinko. Road race slick.
You said I can't outride you. You ride the bike. Let's see.
No. I'm focused on tackle boss race. But I'm willing to bet my money on this lady to run you. And I'm going to turn my back to the race. I'm not even going to watch the race. That's how much confidence I got in her. No, trust me. I guarantee you, you will not beat this bike. You will not beat this bike. No, you will not beat this lady.
Ain't nothing guaranteed, and I try some. And, you know, that's just it. You know, I mean, I'm for real, though. I've been doing this a long time. I mean, when I'm there, like what I wanted to run, hey, I have no problem at all with racing. Whomever, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
If she want to go lift up, that's cool. I mean, I don't have no problem
no.
with that, man. I can't do nothing to lose.
All we want to do is race you head up through the quarter. That's all we want.
That's cool. That's cool, because my bills will be paid before I come down, though, so I ain't going to lose. What I bring, whenever I go to the track, I plan on leaving what I got in my pocket. I plan on leaving it there. So that's the worst-case scenario. So my bills going to be paid before I leave, so, you know, I'm going to race. I mean, I promise you that if the bike act like it want to go down the track, I'm racing.
Well,
and
I always want you. I always want you to remember this. When you come to Georgia, around Valdosta, I got a cousin that got a gas station. If you ain't got nothing else in your pocket, you're going to have some gas in your tank. So you just remember that.
I'm going to tell you if they take American Express, I get home.
Wow.
If they take American Express, I will get home. I'm going to promise
you
that.
American Express, we use Visa down here. Come on now, this is South. We don't use that.
I'm glad you told me that. I bring that one. Look, I'm glad you told me that. I bring that
one
with me, too. I'm
going to
get home.
Yeah,
today.
Yeah.
I'm going
to
get home.
I want to tell you who's
going to
ride the bike, but
I'd rather. What I'm going to do get scared.
I'd rather to call her and have her to call you and y'all talk about it.
But listen, let me tell you something. Do you know, Billy, how I first got started in this game, who I used to race, get my head beat in? But I used to race from back to back to back, then never win, losing all the time.
No, I don't.
Shine. So why would I be afraid of, this is what I do. I mean, it's a hobby. You know what I'm saying? I ain't scared to lose.
Shine stayed in the same hotel we did in the hub, and I seen him downstairs begging for a coffee pot. So, I mean, who was that? I mean, come on, man. Come on. Give me a break.
One of the best, man.
I want the best, too.
Hey, nothing against that, man. Real talk, nothing against it. But we all jump on these sliders and we slam them to the floor, you know. But you know, we gonna put some clutches in our hands too. You know, I'm waiting on one to get back right, and we gonna play every kind of way it is. I'm up one to the other, and it's no problem with me.
But Griff, I'm trying to make a mark in 2012. I want you to be the first person. I want you to be the first person to get beat by a lady in the grudge game.
I'm finna get beat. Man, I got beat by one before. We got a little chick up here named Christy that she rides pretty good. And Banshee, you know her.
Yeah, she was actually over in Hattiesburg this weekend too.
Oh, she was.
I'm not mistaken, Christy done beat me before.
I'm thinking she done beat me before. I mean, I don't think it was for no money, but I think she done beat me. I got beat a lot. Well, I can't really sit up and I've been doing it for so long to where I don't keep up with wins and losses, but I think she done beat me. But hey, it ain't no personal to me, cause. You know, hey, I just like to race, man, for real. I like to race, no disrespect to nobody. I like to race. We don't do this. I mean, I do it for the fans. That's like back to my race for just a little while. That's what my race is about up here. The spectator count is crazy. Crazy. And they don't get to see nobody but Grill. They think that my bike is everything, but they hadn't seen Caesars and hell, these big-time boosters with these, but they ain't seen shit like this. I tell them I got ain't nothing, you know, real talk. It ain't nothing compared to some of these big-time motorcycles. But we have fun. I mean, hey, that's what it's all about, man, real talk. And we do some racing. I mean, it ain't nothing outrageous. It ain't nothing crazy. This spectator count is crazy. Banshee can tell you a whole lot more about it because, like I said, he was there last year. Everybody try to sell a race. Everybody try to do that. And they'll tell you stuff that ain't really true. You know, all I can tell you is, hey, anybody that want to come. If you don't make it, hey, you're missing out on a good one. But it is what it is, man. And I'm going to be at races this year. I'm coming to theirs.
Do not forget about October the 13th. October 13th.
I'm going to be there.
Because I'm telling you, this lady is going to
call me. Oh, my God, Jared.
Is it you, Erica?
Oh my God!
Let's hold that phone for 1 second here. All right, 3-8-6-3-6-5. Your mic is open. 3-8-6-3-3-6-5. Your mic is open.
I'm here. Just Florida boy representing.
What's going on, Florida boy?
Oh man, we want to talk about that little race they supposed to have up there on GA. They called it off 30 minutes before the gates open.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, boy. You had a lot of people come from a lot of places, and they waited right to the time to open the gates to tell the count.
Okay. And you say your name, Florida Boy?
Georgia
yeah. Boy. Okay.
Florida, FLA.
I got it. All right, hold that thought for one second. We got one more call here, 318-0655. Your mic is open. 318-0655, your mic is open.
Okay, girl, so you riding the bike. You going to throw that and slip that in. You going to ride the bike, Aaron?
I'm going to ride it.
You riding the bike. Okay, you riding.
Ride
okay, well, look. Yeah, me and you going to ride it.
But see,
yeah,
I'm in it for the same reason you are, just to have fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we going
to
have fun.
This is what I like to do, have fun, race. This is what I like to do. So I'm on
gonna bet you, I'm betting you $5, though. Me and you got $5 five bet. $5 five bet, me and you got it. The rest of the hood, they come out of custom cut pie. All right.
Okay.
I know you don't remember me. You don't remember me, do you?
I
talked to you down in Twigs at Bands of Love Arrays.
Oh, yes. I'm thinking Hub City, but no. You're right. I know
yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, I talked to you. Yeah. So now you see how big I am, man. So take a light on me.
Okay. I'm really not. I'm not going to take a light, but, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
It's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good. It's all good. I mean, for real, it's all good. If I lose somebody, I'd rather put the BDU. I'm going to let it be to you. I ain't going to let it be the custom cut. Because you'll never hit the end of that mouth. You'll never hit the end of that.
I hear violin.
You'll never hit the end of a custom cut. Hey, custom cut, get around you. It's over. He gonna do his post game dance. Everything.
So, Mario,
hey, he gonna do that post game dance. It's over. So you know, if I do lose the race, I'm gonna do like old boy did on Fast and Furious. I'm gonna just keep on out the gate. I ain't coming back to the church. I don't want to hear your mouth. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear your mouth.
Yes, sir. Ooh, woo. You don't like popcorn.
Hey, I'm telling you, he already getting his speech ready and everything. You know that, don't you?
Oh, man. Hey, Chris.
Huh?
Is there a call?
Mario, say
something. Is there a call coming up at 205?
Hey, tell him you got a hand clutch 1000 looking for some action.
Who is this?
We got a hand clutch 1000, 15 inches. We looking for some action. Anybody out there want some?
Yes, who is it?
This is a leap injection and street sweeper.
Where are you out of?
Florida, Daytona Beach, Florida, ride hard.
All
right. Oh, man, ain't that bad down in Daytona, man. I don't be down there.
What's up, Jerry. We got two hand clutch 1000, gas, 168 inches, 170 inches. Looking for some action.
Man, all y'all got to do is come October 13, man. We got the same thing up here. Just come up here, man. We got you.
Yeah, we tried to come to
We was there. Hey, we was there last man. Played the cup. What report that did something with Damien? Remember they backed Damien and Terrence. They backed down on us.
Oh yeah. Okay.
This Jose and Dexter. You know who we are.
Oh man. Hey, these are my allies. What's going on, fellas?
Yeah. What's up? What's up, man? We on the same team, man.
Hey, you know what? Since I've been over there by New Orleans, I done picked up a little action. What's up, baby?
What's going on, man?
Hey, man, I'm chilling, man.
Hey, we just made the wrong turn. We were on our way to Hub City, but they were telling us that it was going down in Reno, so we went there and they closed it down on us, and we didn't have time to come on out there, but we shoot for the next one. You need to get some action going.
I'm going to tell you, really, Grill is the man y'all need to see, because I think that'd be a good race with that little bike Jose got. I'm telling you,
about
I
that bike with the chrome wheels on it?
Yes, sir.
That bike's stock, man. That man ain't did none of that bike.
Yeah, bro.
No,
that's what
it's stock. We just want to try something with it. Let's see what we got.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, he can ride his own bike, but I just don't. Well, you way out on not doing it.
About off.
Wherever. We ain't got to wait for no event. We'll do it whenever, wherever. We ain't got to wait for no event. We can do it on Friday night on the testing tool, whatever.
Hold on. Okay, look. Okay, now we not hustling each other. You saying it's a stock bike. That what you telling me?
It's a hand cut
68
inch with gas.
And it's stock, you said.
It's a hand cut 68 inch with gas. It got nuts and bolts like every other bike got.
Okay, well then, I ain't finna try. We ain't finna do that race, but I ain't finna put my homeboy out there like that. That bike is stock.
It's
I ain't finna do him like that.
Stock.
Okay, I tell you what then. You say it's stock, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, we're going to see how real you is then. You said a bike stop, right? You got gas?
Okay.
You got gas?
Yeah, okay, yeah, we got gas.
Okay, so you can run that bike on gas and on motor. You can listen, you can run gas and motor, right?
It's stock. We run no gas. It's tools for gas.
Okay, the reason why I say that, Jose ain't spraying his bike. He's not spraying his bike. So you can run on motor. That's what you're telling me.
Look here. It's tools for gas and we spraying.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. You ain't got no flip. You can't flip the switch, flip the map back to a motor.
No, switch both.
Well, okay, well, we ain't got no switch period on ours, so we ain't even going to even spin them out there.
We'll jump across the back and forth again.
But I tell you what, Jose ain't ready for y'all. Listen, Jose ain't ready for y'all. He got a stock bike. But you got to move in the 8 mile with what I'm sitting on here.
Well, what you got?
70 inches. And my switch broke too. And my switch broke. We got two broke switches.
And what you got? Hand cut?
Nope. I will give you the
brake.
No, you
don't still have, if you got a slider, you still have that guy and give us a brake.
I tell you what, you got it.
Huh?
You got it. We ain't got to talk all day. You got it. And both our switches is broken. You got it. You got one in the move in the 8 mile. And I don't care who.
No, not eight. Not eight. No, we ain't doing nothing eight.
Oh, you want to run the quarter?
Yeah.
You damn mad you got that. Hell, I was doing you a favor.
You know the other bike you talking about? The other bike you got.
Oh,
we
ain't talking about that bike. Y'all didn't want to talk. Y'all didn't want to talk about this.
No,
y'all did not want to talk about that bike. We going to talk about this bike.
We got two bikes.
I'm giving you one in a move on that bike you talking about with the switch broke on it. Because I got a broke switch too, so I think two bikes with broke switches need to race each other.
But you got a slider. We got a hand cut.
That's why you getting one. That's why you getting one in the move. That's why you getting, if you can't make that right, you got to think one in the move. I'm not going to 60 foot with you 60. One in the move, he ain't got the lead, and he going to 60 better than me.
Well, I'm putting it this way. I got to look at the bike first before we call that one. I got to look at your bike first.
It ain't nothing
before
but dressed up 1,000 with a slide in it. You done seen 70 inches dressed up, everything on it.
Well, I got to look at that one. I can't remember what your bike looks like. I got to look at your bike first before we call that one.
Well, all right. I'm just trying to give you a raise. You said you ready to get down, you know.
Hey, we ready to get down, but you got a slide. We got a hand cut.
That's why, one in the move.
I got to look at it first. You got a street tire.
One in the move. Street tire. I'm on a street tire. You got one in the move.
Hey, you see this bike, Custom Cut?
I think that'll be a good race.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah,
really.
Hey,
we got to look at it first, though, right, Jay?
Wow.
Hey. Hey, Benzema.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna stop them from calling their phone, sticking their chest out, because I'm gonna give them what they want. I'm gonna stop them from calling their phone, talking loud. I've been mild-mannered all day, but I'm gonna give him what he wants. You got one in the move. You want to raise? You want to pick on that? You got one in the move. Ain't nothing to look at. 70 inches fresh. That's all it is. Clean, clean is that now. Red and black. You need to know what color it is. It's red and black.
Bob.
Hey, I promise you, at 594 foot, I'm gonna been already unlocated. I'm gonna locate him at the 330. That's where I'm gonna locate him at.
Hey, Chris.
What? Yes, sir. Yes.
Hey. We need some of the handcuffs, bro.
Okay, cool. We through talking. All right. Hey, we ain't got to talk about, hey, Chris. Get whoever else on the line, let them talk. Let somebody else folk want to talk. We going to talk when I get a handcuff. They ain't got now, so we ain't even wasting your time. All
right, can I call somebody out?
What's up?
Please, Marco Polo. Is he on the line?
I'm on the line. What's up?
Oh, you are on the line.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
So what happened? What really happened in Hurston?
Oh, man, come on. Hey, your bike fogged at the line, sweetheart. And I got, your bike fogged at the line, I got around you.
Ah, okay. Because, I mean, everybody's been hitting me up saying that you sprayed me.
Oh, man, come on. Man, I got to stop fighting, but no motor work. Got a small shot of spray on, though. I mean, we can rematch it up.
It didn't mark a lot, no mark on.
What
up,
that group? CC, did you see that race?
Yes, I saw it.
And what do you think about it?
Hey, I'm going to tell you, he sprayed you. Don't nobody put no bottle on no motorcycle and don't use it.
Hey, come for good.
What's going on, my friend?
What's up, man? You know I tilt my hat to you, man. You already know that. And I tilt my hat to grill too, man. But I got a stock bike, man. I'm about 6'8", 6'9", inches. Got a head clutch, you know.
He ran over us. He did us the same way. He ran over us like a week later. He did us the same way.
Well, let's
not.
Let's
real though. Real though. Honestly though, I do crazy stuff. I ain't gonna lie, Erica. I told him we had a 64-inch 1,000 on motor. We let him use his gas, and you see how long his bike is. And we went heads up. And now he taxed our ass. Now he did that, but we try shit. I mean, we do stupid races sometimes. He won. I mean, he won. He won under pressure. I thought he was gonna rip like. I ain't gonna lie.
Okay, so are we going to race again, and you going to take the bottle off this time? Marco.
What's up?
Don't want to
are you going to take the bottle off on this rematch?
I'll take the bottle off. Ain't no
are
problem.
You, okay. Then that's a deal.
I mean,
we can do this.
When you want to do it, I know Group got a race coming up, and I know y'all supposed to have something down here in Valdosta, right?
We got Valdosta, and we have September 29th in Macon.
Okay. I mean, I guess we can get together and see what... When your race is?
September 15th. No, he ain't going to have no money when he gets the Valdosta, so we got to get it back.
I'll be back in Hub City maybe in October.
Whatever.
We'll work it out. I just want to make sure that this time to do this.
When do you want to do the rematch?
We can do at Twigs on September 29th, or we can do Valdosta.
And Valdosta?
I thought Chris didn't race her. Why Chris didn't race her instead of you? Why did not Chris?
I don't think Chris the bike was acting right down there in Hull City. We end up hooking up.
Oh, okay.
But, if she want a rematch, you know, we can do the rematch. I take the bottle off. You know, like I said, I got a stop bike. I take it off and whip her head up, you know. But we have to do it in the eighth,
right.
So I ain't gonna do it in the quarter.
You do an eighth quarter, whatever. It don't matter.
I mean, you got an 0708. You already got more than me already.
Man,
that don't
mean nothing. You got a one. If you stop like you say you are, you have a 1,000. I have a 1,000. That 05, 06, 07, 08, we have the same five mics. That's an excuse.
I don't know.
Well, I'm negotiating at the track, but all I know is either you're going to be in Macon on September 29th. We'll meet up, or Valdosta, and we can do it. We'll negotiate at the track.
Okay. So you ain't coming, y'all not coming to Grill Race?
When is that again?
Are y'all going to make it to Grill Race?
When is it?
September 15th.
Where you at?
You in Georgia? Yeah, I'm in Georgia. Okay.
I'm in
CA. You know
what I'm saying?
Check
your palm pilot. You know what I'm saying? To see what you got going on.
Excuse me. What's his name? Marco Polo?
Yeah, I'm in
here. Okay. Now, let me ask you something. I got an 02750 with gas on it. Can I run your head up? No, I'm not joking. It's my cousin's motorcycle, but I will race you in Valdosta. Or indeed.
Jared, let me ride it.
Who's gonna sit on it?
I'll race him on that too.
You know, Erica can sit on it. It's an 02750 with Nikes on it. Would you give her the brake?
Give her the brake?
Yeah, on the back tire. Come on, man, it's a 750.
I don't know about the brake. You know, I might give her the back tire. I ain't gonna give her the brake. I ain't gonna let her break.
Okay, well, you know what? We'll take that. Give her the back tire. Open the 750 now. I just want to race. I want to see the bike go down the track.
So you saying you got an 03750? Got a shot of spray on it.
Yeah, that's all it got on it. I mean, it's my cousin's motorcycle, and I'm just trying to put it out there.
What kind of tie I got on
there?
A street tie? Yeah.
Yeah, it's got a Cinco regular like hookup or whatever they call it.
All right. And it's a hand
clutch. Yeah, it's a hand clutch. I'm telling you, when you see it, you're going to be like, yeah, Erica, you don't get the back tie. You probably can give her the break. It's just a race. We ain't got to bet no big money. We can bet $200. $300. It ain't nothing like that.
Okay. Well, I don't know about the brakes, but like I said, I probably would give it a bad time, and we all out, right?
Yeah, all out. Why don't you come to Tweed, September the 29th, and we'll do it.
Somewhere? Tweed?
Yeah, come to Tweed, man, let's do it. I mean, the bike all chrome, guys. It's got a chrome swing arm on it. I mean, it's just a show bike, but we just want to run it, and I'm willing to bet the money.
Erica's
gonna sit on. Trust me, dog. I don't get on little street bikes like that. Come on, man. My talent's way farther than that.
Oh, man. That would have talent, man, on street bikes. Come on.
Yeah, but that's like playing overseas. I play in the NBA, okay? That's playing overseas.
You know what, man? You wrong. You know you're wrong, right?
I mean, dog, I can't help it. I got drafted. I can't help it. Y'all didn't get drafted. I got drafted, okay?
First round. You know what? Listen, keep this out. Real talk, keep this out. If I make $1,000 in a week and you make $250 a week, if I got $985 in bills and you got $25 in bills, who the wealthy man? Come on.
Well, let me tell you something.
Real talk.
I don't graduate from school, so I don't have to know no math now.
You know what? Real talk, man. The hardest bike to ride are these stock bikes. Stock clutch,
why you
all that?
Why are you trying to take me to school right now? I don't want to hear numbers right now. I just want to hear yes out of Marco Polo.
You know it, man.
Marco, are you going to take the race handcuffed straight up, dog?
Yeah, he's going to race. He's going to race. I'm making that call. He's going to race.
Yeah,
man,
Marco.
Come on, I don't like the way you picked on Erica over there because I know you sprayed her. Come on now. I've been around this game a long time.
Man, I got a stock motor. Hey, Cousin Cut, I just like to ride, man. I just like
we
to
know
ride.
You got a stock motor. We're not saying that you don't have a stock motor. We're saying that you're spraying.
Hey, no spray. I love to ride. That's just
I
my
do
ride.
Have a video that I can post out there, man.
Let's worry.
Hey, I want to see
it. You love the cheese.
I got the videos, too.
What y'all going to post it on? Where y'all going to put it at? I want to see it. Where y'all going to put it at? On what page? What you talking about?
On,
what, Facebook? I ain't on Facebook. Put it on Psycho Bike. I want to see it.
Psycho, I want to see the video.
Yeah, put it on Psycho Bike. I want to see it.
You got to post it on Facebook. Hell, I ain't on Psycho Bike.
Oh, shit. Well, I guess I won't get to see it then.
Marco.
I just received another message here from another dude. Said he had a 69 inch stock motorbike that he will let Erica ride against that other guy, which is 1,000.
Who is that?
For this week, like, on the
29th.
I think I have an idea who it is.
Hey, Erica.
Hey.
Don't get on these death trap. Keep on. These folks gonna put you on a death trap one day. Don't be riding anybody's bike now.
No, I won't.
I know that, right?
Don't ride anybody's bike.
No, I won't ride anybody's bike.
Look, we got.
Look at
this. We're not gonna cut you off, but I think let's see, we may have Alex. So let's try one of these numbers. 843-5041. Your mic is open. 5041. Your mic is open. Okay, 504-1616. The mic is open.
Yo.
Hello. 901-0557. Your mic is open. 901-0557. Your mic is open.
One of my dead nuts. It's not a kid's off.
They found the kids out on that number. 478-7897. Your mic is open.
What were we talking about?
What's going on? What's going on, man?
Damn.
I heard Erica was throwing out rematch offers to folks, and I figured I'd toss my head in there, you know.
Who is this?
Rematch? I got a little stock bike, you know.
Who is this?
Well, it's a little long, but it's a stock motorbike. Decoy.
Okay.
Who is this?
It's a bloody decoy.
It is decoy.
Decoy? Oh, man. I'm gonna have two nice races set up this week. Two
well,
nice races.
Now?
Nice.
He left that decoy weak ass.
Damn.
Yeah, so
I'm not racing you. I'm racing you with my bike and the 750.
Erica.
Oh,
hey, Erica, you was at the hub race.
If we're doing the rematch there.
She won't even get back on it. If I get off her ass, she ain't going to get back on the road.
God damn. So, Erica, we're going to do the rematch or what?
Fuck with me.
Erica.
She'll be trying to get on the motherfucking soul train, man. She don't stop with the motherfucking
soul train, man.
Because she's talking dead.
Hey, Erica, are we going to do the rematch or what?
Hey,
Erica. I think your man's getting off, man. Hey, I sure would like to get off. Nah, this is what I can't understand. Any other Wednesday, we wouldn't even hear y'all. Now since the lady on the air, now y'all want to call the lady out? Call me out. Call me out.
Hey, who you is?
I'm the number one son.
Who the fuck
in
the
air?
Who the fuck in the
air?
Man, she talking real dead around these boys, man. You know a woman got to stand up play, man. Where that motherfucking woman put that nigga custom cut to her mouth. Get out of here, the back guy.
Hold on. First of all, Shine, you the one that was begging for a pot of coffee in the lobby of the hotel.
Custom cut. Y'all holler about these motherfucking women. Put them women on me.
Damn,
ain't no friends.
Put them women. And when I get through whooping them women, get your ass up there.
Man, they talk so bad about you, man. You got to show off on that one, man.
Y'all know these women got to see out of this here, man. See these women out of this.
You know what? I went
through the hub and I finally found the meaning. What a round means. What is a round? Purple rain, what is a round?
I don't know what that is.
Purple rain,
what, man, I don't
about
to care about purple rain or green rain, blue rain, none of that.
Hey, you
ain't
going to line
up next to it. Come on. I tried to run them down there. They didn't do nothing. They told me to make another pay. Hey, Sean. What? What's up, man? It's Grip, man. What's happening? Hey, Grip, I got your back. Custom cut. What you say? I was in the lobby paying for some coffee. On October the 13th, I'm going to pour you a cup of coffee. I got well on your ass.
Wait, hold on. What bike are you bringing?
Don't you worry about it. I'm
going to
have something just for you.
Okay, well, you know what? Let me go pay my money to Doug and let's lock this thing in.
We don't know. We can lock it in to whoever.
Because, see, y'all, you talking that
don't
call.
Don't you worry
last
about what I got. As long as I got something to run you with.
Last time I saw you in Bad Offer, what did I tell you?
Last time I saw you in Bad Offer, you wouldn't do shit. You begging to run that boy Chris Moore. You wouldn't do nothing with me.
And I drove by and want me to tell the story right.
Don't be high capping. Don't be trying to high cap, because you know I get on a small part of your ass. You know I will.
I told you in the bleachers.
You know you be doing what you do best. Crack jokes and laugh and have fun. But I'm going to get on your ass October the 13th.
Bring it. All you got to do is bring it.
Okay,
man,
I got something for you. I'm going to be a flash lick just like you. I'm going to be just like you when I come. All
right.
And who did you talk about trying to get Grip to get somebody to back tie and all this little foolish?
It's a
why
woman.
Why don't you? What difference does that make? Wonder Woman is a woman, ain't it?
Come on, man. It's breast cancer month. Come on, man.
Okay, yeah. And it's men awareness, too. Yeah, you got my breast cancer month. Well, put on a pink skirt, some pink pumps, and a pink wig then.
Man, come on, man. I'm just saying, man. Come on, man. It's a lady.
And what that mean? Angel, who is Angel said what? Is that a woman or a man?
The way she ride, that's a man.
Well, hey, you're still a woman, though. It ain't like they can't ride now. But now, how you going to ask that man to get her something? She on a booster, and he on a 1,000.
I mean, you know, hey, you know what? Scratch that. What you gonna be on October the 13th?
I'm gonna be on something with a front wheel on it and a back wheel and a motor and a whole bunch of nitrous.
Okay, well, you know what? If Tackleboss don't call me tonight, if he don't call in tonight, you got action, Chad. And I'm gonna drag you
What Tackleboss got to call you? What Tackleboss got to call you? Got something to do with me for?
Well, you know what? Scratch that, then. When you see Dan Wagner at the track, you ain't even gonna draw on me.
When I see who?
Damn, DGM performance.
Listen to this right here, Custom Cut. Listen to this right here, Custom Cut. Dan Wagner's all right with me. I ain't never had no problem with Dan Wagner. But I don't give a damn about Dan Wagner, Linda Wagner, Susan Wagner, none of the Wagner.
Okay.
I don't care about that, man. I don't care about who's working on that bike. That ain't got nothing to do with me.
Okay.
I don't care about that. But see, Tackleboss ain't going to call you tonight.
Why you say that?
Tackleboss, he's probably somewhere on his knees praying that it rains tomorrow so I won't barbecue his ass.
Stop. So all the rumors on the internet is false. They call you a washed up old Andy Griffin rider.
And you know what? I'll be all of that. But watch out.
They call you the friend stamp of the grudge race.
Right. That's cool. I'll be all of that. But you know what?
That's all I'm
saying.
You
better go to Walgreens. What I want you to do tomorrow, I want you to go to Walgreens because you got to send these boys some galls and some alcohol and some stuff to get them cutting Band-Aids and shit when I get you slicing them across their head tomorrow.
Okay, Sean, because why come they
ain't on the grudge line tonight? Why they ain't on the grudge line? Are they nervous? They don't want to get on there.
They listening.
Okay, well, tell them to say something.
Chime in, goddammit, chime in.
You know, I'm just saying, they said the baddest man in Tennessee is Caroline Mason, not Shine.
That's a woman, man.
Damn.
I know, but she look like a man, though.
Hey, let me tell you something. It ain't but four kings in Memphis. Jerry Law, the king of drag racing. Elvis, the king of rock and roll. And B.B. King is the king of blues. And Keith Shine Dennis is the king of drag racing. Don't you never forget that. It ain't but four kings in Memphis. And I'm one of them.
I was reading on the internet. They said when Shine twists the throttle, it blow the motor up. What's up with that, Shine? Come on now.
Okay. Show me a true champion that ain't never blew a motorcycle up. That ain't never blew a motor up. Show me who can prevent a motor from blowing up in the first place. See, in order to be fast, you don't blow up a couple times if you're fast.
Yeah, but, I mean, come on, Shine. I mean, first fans down the trap.
What you mean? Hey, how many times have you drove a brand-new car for showroom floor ahead to take to the shop the next day?
I'm just going on what they're saying. That's all. Don't worry about it.
I don't care about what they're saying.
No.
I don't care none about what they're saying.
They tell me Kawasaki won't even touch you no more, man.
Who?
They tell me Kawasaki don't want to have nothing to do with you. What's up with that, man? I'm just a reporter.
Let me tell you something about Kawasaki, Suzuki, Yamaha, you know. I can ride any of them. I can go get any of them. When they don't have nothing that needs to be tested, what they going to call me for? Hey, if you were to do your research, do your homework, get on the internet and pull up one of the world's most fierce riders was called to test these motorcycles. They didn't say we called Custom Cut. They didn't say we called Richard Glasser. They didn't say we called nobody but Keith Shine Dennis. Don't you never forget that.
Damn.
Yeah, but I mean you're a freelancer. You're like an old photographer. I only call you when I need pictures.
If I'm an old photographer, and just like Grip said, Grip made a lot of sense. Man, it take a rider to ride a stock motorcycle. See, a clown can get on them bikes like you ride. A clown can ride one. You ain't doing them pushing the grip. What else you doing? Your bike probably shipping.
One of me.
Goddamn, keep these women in the kitchen. Fuck y'all talking about all these women that are raising women. Man, why they at now? Why they ain't talking now? Where they at? They gone?
Yo, I mean, come on, Grip.
Can you hear me?
Shine, come on now. Y'all lay off the women now.
Cut, China. 60 women on up.
Hey, I'm
sick these women. We understand. You know, we respect these women. We respect them. But hold up, man. This grudge racing, man.
Oh, yeah.
I skin one of them up custom cut just like I skin you up.
Wait now. I mean, hold up now. Brakes on. Let me tell you something now. I will put a woman against Grip any day. With this booster that I got, I'm going to put Erica on it, and I guarantee you she will not treat. He will not treat her, he will not 60 foot her, and he will not get to the 60, the finish line before her. I guarantee that.
She's on a 1,000.
Okay.
Hey,
Hey, man, you know what I do?
I'm still here.
They better not say nothing.
905,
your mic is open.
Hey, Erica, you on Erica?
Yeah, I'm on.
Hey, but hey, like Sean Andrews said, it's take a real ride around a stock bike. That's what I got. I'm waiting on you and Custom Cuts to let me know what's up. Only thing I can give up here is the back tie. You got action here. Hey, Custom Cuts. Yes, sir. What do you have to say to me, boy? On that booster you talking about putting on...
Yeah.
Will you run me on a fully dressed 14, the one I'm a cute tackle box with tomorrow, will you run me on that? It got a street tie and a sock clutch.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. I will run you with HD. I'll run you with HD.
Who is that?
Black Caesar, orange and black. I'll run you with orange and black.
Okay, I take the break from the knee. Feel like I'm taking
No, break. No, I don't give nothing. Big Daddy don't give nothing.
Okay.
Big Daddy don't give nothing.
Okay, you good. I said you were giving that racing with the streets, with the bike, with the road racing slick and all that. I thought maybe you were sit down.
Now, who am I talking to, Shine?
Yeah, you talking to Shine. Who you think you talking to? You done forgot already?
No, I'm just saying, I mean, because is this the same guy that was asking for extra towels at the hotel? I mean, come on, man.
I'm the same guy that was trying to get you to stay, but you said you had to get back.
Little do you know it, we was at the track before y'all.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that. But anyway, but I can't get no race with the 14. Let me tell you something, man. Anybody in the whole United States, whoever is on this phone, anybody that's got a true hand clutch and a street tie, they got head up action from me. 8 mile, quarter mile, top end, wherever.
Yeah, and I guarantee you, Ricky Gaston called his line right now, you'll run.
Who?
Ricky Gaston.
Man, let me tell you something. I was whooping on Ricky Proud before you were born.
Oh, man.
You look like you ain't no more than 30, 25.
If you only knew.
So what name can you call that I ain't been in the ring with battling again?
Sean, but they calling you washed up over the internet. That's all I want you to clear
well,
up.
If I'm so washed up, then like I just said, I'll be down there on the 13th to deal with you. Where can we meet before the 13th?
That's what I'm talking about.
September the 29th in Tweed.
Hey, that's still a whole month away. What about the month of August? You coming to Rockingham next weekend?
Rockingham, 2 weeks from now, I will be in Rockingham.
Okay. Well, then we can do something in Rockingham.
What you going to be on?
I'm going to be on a bike like yours.
Well, hey, don't they have
I'm not going to get out your class.
What you talking about? You're the only man I see on a motorcycle.
I'm just telling you, I'm going to be on something like what you got, a slick, a boozer with a flat slick and nitrous. I ain't going to try to be out of class.
As long as it ain't turbo, we straight.
That's what I'm saying. So it don't make, it shouldn't make a difference what I'm going to be on, as long as they got a flat slick and nitrous. I ain't going to be on no turbo.
Okay, that's cool. Watch up.
Okay, I'll be there.
You heard?
I'll be in Rockingham.
Hey, we got another caller.
It's 705-1948. Your mic is on. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's going on?
I'm here. What's going on with you? Who is this?
This is Flywire.
Who? Flywire. Oh, I can't
hardly
hear you, but what's going on with you?
Man, you need to go kill your phone service. He can't hear you.
You said if I come, you said if I didn't get rid of that flip phone. Okay, what you said now? Can y'all hear him?
Shannon, you got no old school phone.
Can't
flip
that flip in the garbage.
Give a
smartphone.
Hey, Shannon, I got no old school phone.
It ain't none of my phone.
Where is your
phone? Okay,
we got another
one. I got an iPhone. Hold on, you clowns. Hold on.
850-3833, your mic is open.
What's up, y'all?
Hello? Hello, your mic is open.
Hear me?
We can hear you.
Oh, what's up, man? Calling in because Alex wants to give a call.
Man, what are you calling on?
Well, what do you have to say tonight, sir?
Alex Bud Light wants to call Jim.
He's saying Alex Bud Light wants
something. Tell him what we would do after the show. I'm going to try to get Bud Light and Jared on the phone together. We try to do it three ways.
All right. I'll let him know.
Just let him know. We'll call him after the show is over.
After the show, I think he'll
talk on the show. I can't believe it. I would never let a dude that's shorter than me beat me. Yeah, I would never beat
me. Hello?
Yeah, somebody's playing some music in the
back. Give me the mic, Chris.
You need to turn that one off.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
He needed it.
Hey, Shine's still on.
I think Shine is gone.
Yeah, he had to step off for a minute.
Thank goodness. What about Purple Rain? He's still on?
No, he's gone. Yeah, he had to go catch Mars Day.
Is Erica still on?
Who is that with all the jokes?
Oh. Jokes?
It's lethal injection. Daytona Beach.
Okay. You're a comedian?
Yeah, I'm back, y'all. I hit it.
Lethal Injection.
Yeah, what's going on? The custom cut. Have you seen that 14 Shine got run?
You know what? Trust me.
I will be in the house with y'all. Is that CJ Mike?
Yeah, that's CJ Bite. That's CJ Bite. Yep. Trust me, that's CJ. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're going to play our cards right, man. You know, I'm down with y'all, man. Y'all stay over. You all got to ride with y'all.
Well, that ain't no thing. Win. Win and well, man. They can come to music tomorrow, and I get through a talk about it.
No,
no. They can join the party.
Dog, we need to do this in the bottom. We need to do this October the 13th in Valdosta.
Man, you trying to get for people to come to your race, man. We, I don't care about no race for no – we can be the lead 3-4 race before October the 13th.
Well, you know, it don't matter.
You trying to promote the race. We coming? Don't you worry about that.
Yeah,
you know,
I understand that, man.
But trust me, that's not my race.
I'm
just saying, that's not my race.
And that's
okay,
that 14 I'm talking about. Yeah, it's CJ bike. Yeah, now, who want to do something?
What's going on, Sean?
What's going on with
okay.
that?
What's going on, Sean?
I can't call it. I'm trying to pull some custom cuts. I'm trying to get him.
Oh.
Is Sean on the line?
Yeah, he on the
line. Yeah, but hey.
Hey,
I'm
Sean.
We have to wait till he's
here. I'm here. Y'all ask me, I'm on the line all the time. I can hear y'all.
Well, Sean, October the 13th, I mean, is there any way that you can get down here before then?
Man, like, I told you, I'm going to be in Rockingham.
Oh, okay. You're going to be with the God of Wizard.
Whatever you want to say. Whatever you want to say.
No, I don't know the name of that vice. I thought it was the God of Wizard.
It ain't got no name.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't know the name. God of what?
You know what, though? You know what, cuz? I might sit on that same mic that Bob chewed your head down there in room.
Well, first of all, I only took one L this year, and that was to Tootie.
Okay.
So,
well, I'm pretty sure I might can get back in the salad. I think I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that
okay.
pretty sure you let me get in the salad.
I'm like 6-1 this year. Come on now.
Okay, well, I ain't talking about none of that, but I'm saying I might just see you get in the saddle. You might let me ride it, bike.
Okay, meet me in Rockingham. We can either go Friday night or we can go Saturday. It don't matter, dog.
Okay.
I guarantee
okay.
you ain't going to show up at Rockingham.
Well, if it's in the good Lord's will, I'll be there. Don't nothing happen. So what makes
yeah.
you think I ain't going to
okay.
show up?
Okay, well, drive
okay,
safe and show
you,
up.
I bet you don't race. I bet you that.
No, I bet you gonna draw on me. I bet you gonna
man,
draw
you
on me.
Consider yourself drawn upon. I'm drawing on you right now.
Okay, well, you know what?
Yeah,
you got a PayPal account. I got a PayPal account. Let's lock in a grand. Whatever bike you wanna
I
be on.
I don't know about no prepaid account, but I know we can. Banjo Lover know me. We can lock in with Banjo Lover.
No. Well, what you want? What you wanna do?
We'll lock in a grand for rocking him.
What bike you gonna be sitting on? You know what I'm gonna be sitting
said,
on.
It didn't make no difference.
Oh, man, come on, man. That's why I get tired of dealing with midgets in grudge
hey,
racing.
Look at him.
You go to this
him. Let me tell you something, man. You told me it didn't make no difference as long as I ain't have no turbo. And that's what you just said.
I did say that.
Okay, then. Well, then. So let's lock in with Mansion Level. That means if I don't race you, I got to pay you a G. If you don't race me, you got to pay me a G. Next weekend.
Next weekend?
Next
no,
weekend.
No, it's not. It's 2 weeks.
Whenever it is. I'll be there.
All right, you be sitting there right here next week. Now I know where I'll be there.
Well, it don't make no difference whenever it is. I get the days right. You just get Angelo. Let's lock Angelo on his phone right now. We can lock in with him. We don't need no pen pal. I don't need no pen pal.
It's PayPal.
Yeah, whatever it is, whatever it's called. I don't need none of this pal. I don't need none of this pal.
I'm not your pen pal. It's PayPal.
I don't need none of this pal.
It's not your pen pal. It's PayPal.
All I need you to do is get out, pal.
Wow. You're really old school, man.
Yeah, that's all I need you to do is get out. Down. That's all I need you to do. Get down. Don't have me coming
yeah.
out. Don't have me coming out. Blood.
That's cool. Cause I know whatever you said.
You know,
all
I like to man, but you know what, though? You know what? I was going to take it easy on Tackle Box, but you just made it even hard on him, man. You just made it even hard on him just for you talking to me.
Why you say that?
You just made it even hard on him.
I mean, I don't understand. Why you saying that? Why you saying I made it hard on him? Come on, you in Memphis 10. That's supposed to be the hardest state in the world, so they say.
Memphis, who?
You in, no, you in Tennessee, right?
So what you just said?
I said you're in Memphis, Tennessee. That's supposed to be the hardest state in the world, right?
It's not the hardest state in the world.
Hey,
Cousin
Cook. Yes, sir.
Hey, check this out. He just got one of the greatest
rattles
that ever lived in it.
Hey, Cousin Cut.
I'm listening, sir.
Hey, I know you said you don't deal with stop fights for real, though, but I'm coming all the way to Tweeds. I'm going to need some action for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. What you got?
Hello?
Hey, okay.
You can hear me now.
I can hear you now.
Yeah, what's your name?
The phone ringing, calling D-Wade.
Who am I talking to? Marco Polo?
Let me see if I can get Bud Light on the phone here for a second, too.
Bud Light? Here, man, bro. Don't you get Bud Light off? I stabbed him last couple weeks ago.
Say what?
I cut Bud Lightning with a butcher knife last couple weeks ago.
That ain't what they told me.
What happened then?
Hey, I'm just going by what.
Shine,
why are you spazzing out, man?
Say what?
Why are you spazzing out? I'm gonna bring a big bottle of Ritalin for you.
Man, what you mean? What they tell you happened up there?
They told me you got raped. You got sexually assaulted.
I got what?
Sexually assaulted. You got raped.
Man, what race you talking about?
Please leave your message for 919-928-3356.
Wow.
Man, come on, Cousin, because you know, man, they told you, man, I took that death row bike, man, and beat the brakes off them. You know what happened. Don't play like you don't know what happened.
Well,
you saw it on the internet. You saw it. You saw how I took that thing with that knife. You saw it.
Boy,
man, that ring was over 60 foot. You saw me get on a lame motorcycle I ain't never even sat on before. And then he make a shake down and went right out there and took that bitch. You get to the fact you got to make this pass, you got to make that pass, you got to test it with this, you got to do all that stuff. Get out there and do it.
You know, I respect you as a rider, I respect you as a man, but listen, even Michael Jordan know when it was time to retire. Maybe it's time for you doggone sit down on the couch.
No, I know that's what you want me to do, but I don't think I'm going to be able to do it.
No, I'm just saying.
I know
maybe it's time for you to retire,
bro. I know. You know what? I know I'm a thorn in your ass.
You know what? You know what? It hurts.
I know, but you know
hurts.
Don't feel like you're the long range of custom cut. I've been a thorn in folks' asses, man, for the last 35 years. So don't feel like there's something new. Don't feel like it's something new. I've been a thorn in these folks' asses since I started riding motorcycles.
Listen, I will pay your contract out for you to retire. Come on, man. Just
I
sit
know
down, man.
I ain't gonna be able to do it.
Wow, so you're gonna go out like Magic Johnson. Come on, man.
I have Hey, look at him.
Wow.
As long as I got breath in my body and God in my heart, I don't give a damn if I had to pull up in a wheelchair and they set me on the motorcycle. I'm gonna still continue to kick ass.
Wow. I can't believe it, man. You don't know when to quit. Don't know when.
Nope.
It's a new age, dog. It's a new age.
Okay.
You ain't ready for this.
Okay.
Okay. We got another call here. 662-7999. Your mic is open. 7999.
Yeah, I know I've been throwing these people asses. I know it, boy. I know it. I can feel it. I make their hair stand up on their neck when I pull up.
Okay.
Yep, I make their hair stand up on their neck.
You better ask Chris Moore about me. You You better ask Chris
Moore
about
it. I seen that little race.
People got out there. Hey, Sean, but this is the funny thing about it. You told me I was going to lose that race.
You said you the way you were shaking the nerves and laying on the gas tank, you had me nervous. you scared me hell.
Hey, Shy, you know I dug in the old boy at the 8 miles. You know what? I went around here.
You read that man. You know what? You did a good race. You know, it looked like it was a pretty fat race to me, but you won over there. You scared the hell out of me. I ain't know you were going into a seizure or what the hell you were doing up there.
Wow. Well, I can't believe
you
said that, dog. Dog, wait.
Man,
hey,
I kept trying to talk to these boys. Man, don't say nothing to them. Leave me alone. Don't talk to them. Leave me alone. I said, what the hell going on? I can't talk to
them. Hey, I'm going to tell you something, Shine.
What you be doing?
Meditation. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Whenever you see the dreads swinging in the air, don't bet against me.
Not yet.
Oh, okay. When I'm racing against you, I ain't gonna be able to tell that the dread is swinging. I'm gonna be dragging the dread, so I don't know which way the dread is gonna be going.
We're gonna see.
I ain't gonna know which way the dread is gonna be going. I'm gonna be dragging them.
Hey, you don't ever see no bald head men in Jamaica. You'll never touch Jamaica. I tell you that. I'm in Jamaica right now, sitting on this motorcycle.
Say what?
You will never see black tears.
I never beat black tears. The only way I don't, you'll never race.
Okay, well, October the 13th. Get out
now.
We're
going October again, man. That's 2 months. She knew who it was.
Man, I can't believe Taco Bar them ain't called in. Damn.
Your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
Man, somebody recording this shit, man. I know that shit, right?
To play your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
Doing this right here, he got to push the thing to shut it off.
Yeah, he was trying to call Bud Light, wasn't he?
To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
Custom cut, you trying to call somebody, man?
Nah, the dude,
your message has been sent. Thank you for using T-Mobile voicemail. Goodbye.
Y'all know that man's drunk, man. He don't know what he's doing.
That ain't me.
That ain't right, man. You know he's drunk. You know it was him laying outside me with that garbage they had up there. You know he was drunk. You know that man was drunk, man. He laying up beside me with that garbage. That's why
we got cut off,
this song.
Huh? Custom cut. We got cut off. You didn't finish.
Custom cut didn't pay his phone bill.
Yeah, stuck on the list. No, custom cut is on here.
I know Custom
Cut
on
there.
No, Custom Cut, we didn't finish with
me.
We had got cut off.
Yeah, hello?
Oh. Yeah, I hear you, Custom Cut. I hear you.
Okay, well, why y'all talking all this
trash
talking about I was cut off?
We thought your phone had got cut off, man. I thought you had one of the pay-as-you-go phones. Like VXP and got.
No, Custom Cut. I was talking about me and your conversation got cut off.
Oh, look at Custom Cut. I thought you had one of them pay-as-you-go phone, man. There's a dimple to come through and whack you off, man.
Well, you know,
we got cut out, man.
You know what, Shine?
Huh?
I mean, I hate to say this, but September the 29th, all you got to do is show up in Twigs. That's all you got to do.
Show up where?
In Twigs.
custom cuts. I don't mean no harm, man. You know how many asses I'm going to whoop, man, by September
20th? Hold on,
man. Hold on. Hold on.
Hey, custom cut, we got cut out, man.
Yeah, who is this?
This is Marco Polo. We never did finish the conversation.
Oh, really, you should be talking to Erica. That race is between you and Erica. On the separate PC, you even heard a bad child on your couch.
Is she on?
I'm on.
All right, so that's what you want to do, right? Y'all want, we doing it for some paper, or we just doing it for the hell of it?
Well, no. We doing it for paper.
How much y'all talking about doing it for?
You know what? I'm not gonna be a big time about it. Let's start at 400.
About 400?
Yes.
Oh man.
That's 100 100 100 100 100.
Erica, what's cool with you?
What you got, man? Huh? Custom cut. I'm gonna
tell you,
I'm gonna guarantee
you this right here, custom cut. As long as I ain't getting screwed over now.
Hold on 1 minute. Hold on 1 minute. Hold on 1 minute.
Chan. Marco Polo. Okay, what you got to ask Erica? I mean, that's cool, you know, I gotta look at the bike and everything. I mean, y'all saying it's a top 750, so, you know, all that spray, that cool. You know,
okay.
long as ain't no funny stuff going on, we cool. You know what I'm saying?
No, ain't
man,
no
that's
trust.
750, period.
All we want to do is race.
Okay.
Come on, I mean, wow. Man, this is crazy.
I mean, I respect that because I want to do is race too, you know?
Okay, would you feel more comfortable if you can't use your back tire?
Say what now?
Would you feel more comfortable if I rode the bike?
If you rode the bike?
Yeah.
Shit, if you ride, I'm going to go ahead.
Yeah, I want to do that. Yeah, I like that.
Okay, well, Erica's going to ride it because I can't ride with you. You're too good of a rider. You better ride than me.
I mean, because, you know, if you ride it, man, we got to go ahead up. I can't give you nothing. Hell no.
Okay, well, let Erica ride it because I just want the brother to do that. I don't like to ride no little bike.
No stock hand clutch bike?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You think you don't like to ride a stock hand clutch bike?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, Marco Polo. Is it okay if Erica rides the bike?
I mean, if Erica rides it, that's cool, you know.
And she gets the back tire. Come on, man. Man,
I want to try Erica. Goddamn, cut hell. Why you keeping away from me? I ain't ran a woman, man, in about 15 years. Give me a shot of my woman game, man. Why you running back for me, man?
Hey, Erica, you spraying it, right?
It's a 750. Why the fuck they calling it trying to hold her back from me, man? I need to tighten my woman game up, man. Let Erica get up beside me, man.
Shine, come on, you're a mystic.
You
got me
over
man.
Here quiet, Sean. You over here hurting my feelings.
Hey, I ain't hurt your feelings, baby. I just want to get up there.
You
I want to make you stronger. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, but I want to make you stronger. I want you stronger.
You make me stronger. You good. I know I may be young, but I've been racing for 9 years. I know a little something.
I'm not a top five grudge racer.
Man, nobody don't care about how long nobody's been racing. You're a grudge racer.
That's
okay.
Right.
grudge raising your grudge. It don't make no difference. How long you been raising? That's right. Tell him. Tell him where that is. Tell him.
That's
got
to fuck the whole game up.
Okay. Sean, you so washed up, boy, I tell you.
I'm so washed up, I'm so washed up, so you scared to death of me.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
I just wish you could get up enough courage to do something before September the 29th or October the 13th. That's what I want you to do. That way I want you to be trying to recuperate on October 13th.
Hey, you know what? If you didn't notice, we showed up at the track at 2 o'clock on that Sunday when I saw you in the lobby of the hotel. We was at the track at 2 o'clock.
When we left there, we went to eat. We left there and went straight to the track.
Yeah, I saw y'all at Wendy's, but we was at
You saw us. What
the hell all this got to do with Chris?
At Wendy's, eat a hamburger.
What's wrong with that?
Motherfucking Wendy's.
He's just talking, man. He's just talking. And where was you at, Custom Cut? Where was you eating at, Custom Cut?
Well, I was at Chiller's, the most exquisite restaurant in Hattiesburg.
Hold on one second, guys. We got another caller here. Say it again, 9118. The mic is open. 252-9118. The mic is open.
All right, what's up? Is anybody coming to Rockingham on the first?
On the first?
I thought Rockingham was on the 25th, 26th, then they got a Grudge Fest, which is the 30th and the 1st.
Who is it, Jose?
Yeah,
what's up?
What's up,
man?
It's Shine.
What's going on? Hey, see,
I know a whole lot of people, Custom Cut. I know a whole lot of people. I might know your man who tight. I might know the man who watching your motorcycle. <laughs> <laughs> Yeah, you're right. But you know what? You don't pay him no money. You ain't got no stacks on list. Hey, Sean. Tell me why they got to wait till he vent the race, though, man.
Man, they got to do what? I swear, that's what I'm talking about, man. Why we
got to
wait till
the
event?
Man, you done got your co-signer to call in. Come on, man.
No, I've been trying to raise before them dates anyway. You know I've been trying to raise before them dates.
Wow.
Why we got to wait?
You know I come to Valhalla.
Valhalla's my home track. I love Valhalla. You know I come now.
That ain't your home track,
man. It is my home track. Every track I go to, my home track. I run things at them tracks, and don't you forget it.
Every track I go to, I run things.
Damn.
Okay.
That's right. Every track I go to, ain't nobody helping me.
Is anybody coming to Rock? I am on the first.
Custom.
Hey,
custom.
I'm raising tomorrow.
Yeah.
I got some damn jackasses going to give me the break. And one of the jackasses include Taco Bell.
Wow.
Oh, y'all.
Money.
919-1119. Your mic is open. Hey, this is a heavyweight fight, man. They done got old washed up, beat down Mike Tyson back out. Mike Tyson going against Buster Douglas. and guess who I am, y'all. Y'all know who I am. Y'all know I'm Mike Tyson. I'm gonna knock his ass out the first round.
You talking about that cadet bike? Whatever they call it, it's gonna be a pinto bike when I get through it.
That's what it's gonna be.
Again,
that's what it's gonna be.
it's gonna be a grown. No, it ain't gonna be no gremlin. It's gonna be a paper. You know, papers with all that damn glass. AMC paper.
Talk about talk shit to me today on Soccer Bike about that race.
Say what?
I said, Price will talk shit to me today about that damn race.
Yeah, man, you know, they figure they got me dead
because
I'm on a big head-ass
steam
ship.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. Y'all can beat them all head up. Y'all can beat them heads up.
You think
that's
we
what
can?
I feel like. I know you can.
when you donate something to somebody, when you offer it, you know, you're supposed to accept it. You know, mama told you, look, anytime somebody want to give you something, boy, go ahead and take it.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and take it.
I know that's right.
Yeah, that's the cheap way out.
Talking about the Cadillac bike. I don't even like the name.
Come on, man.
Cadillac bike. Go get the Cadillac bike.
Cadillac bike.
Yeah, what the hell is that? What is a limousine bike or something? Cadillac? What is it?
Oh, it ain't long.
Goddamn. It's about 7 inches. It's about 7 inches. But yeah, look, he got alcohol. Nitromethane.
Yeah.
I don't know what the man. I think he's confused. He don't know if he got a funny car or a drag or a blood bike. He don't know what he got. Alcohol, nitromethane. Then he got two mad signs and food with. Talk about the rent. Two food.
Crazy.
What'd you say? That thing not blow up?
Yeah, he don't know what the hell is. Man, they mixing nitromethane and alcohol. Man, who man don't know about to do? They need to go get them a lesson from John Ford or somebody, man. They don't know what the hell they doing. Nitromethane.
Hell, they ain't racing about all you had.
Man, no. They ran a couple times with it. They didn't want it. They didn't beat nobody with it.
Well,
I guess they're going to pick me to whoop up on me with it, huh? Okay. Okay. Wrong answer, Custom Cut. I'm going to beat your brain out when I catch you too, Custom Cut.
All you gotta do is beat me in the water.
You want to wait till the National Defense, so you and your entourage can surround me.
Let me tell you something.
Like we're going to Indian land or something.
Let me tell you something, you chocolate leprechaun. It's like this.
I'll be all that.
It's like this. All you gotta do is just meet me.
I'll be all that. You broke icy.
You know what, you ain't have to go there, man. You hit the load of bell. You ain't have to go there.
I ain't have to go there.
Hey, Chad. Them boys say you got away from her last weekend down in Piedmont.
Who said I got away from her?
Bud Light. They called me the other day. Say y'all got away from her.
Like, all he got to do is take him another 12 pack and get his retarded butt back up there.
Come on, man.
All he got to do is get back up there.
That boy, I hear them boys saying, you slept on a big tree. That boy had you fucked up, yeah, I'm spinning.
Check this right here out, though. When I took a dive in that swimming pool, I had a cigarette in my mouth. When I came up, it was still
there. Come on, man. you know Alan will get you for that shit.
Hey, I told him he could have got back up there. He didn't want to get back up there.
Alan's gonna get you for this
deal. All the boy gotta do is wherever
that bike at, and Alan's got his bike there. We got that.
That's that bike I'm gonna whoop custom on.
Custom Cuz will be in Rockingham, North Carolina, the first.
You'll be on the first.
DTM Racing.
Well, you told me. You told me you're going to be there on the 25th. That's 2 weeks from now.
Man, come on, man. Get your date right.
I'm
going to be there. I'm going to be there when all the big dogs are going to be there. You're a peon.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'm just a little peon. I'll be a peon. I'll be there.
You know.
Price and them will be there.
I'll be there.
Is Price and them coming?
Man, Price and them, when I get off their ass tomorrow, they ain't going nowhere for a while.
Well, look, dog, don't do that because I'm going to get some of his ass, too. He done talked to me on the internet. I don't see what the fuck he going to do.
Nothing. Nothing.
Well, we got a slow ass ZX10 we'll get up in his ass with.
And he ain't going to read.
A ZX10 now, a ZX10.
Sean, excuse me, y'all. Excuse me, is Erica still on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, Erica on there. She ain't going to get off. She don't holler at me before she get off. She ain't going to get off yet. She'll let the champ know when she's finna get ready to get off. Now what you need with a customer?
Wow.
You gotta come through me first. You gotta come through me first, partner. You ain't no champ. You
okay.
Ain't got no championship crown. You ain't got no paycheck. You ain't got no plaque. You ain't got none of that.
Okay, well.
You ain't got no credentials.
Okay.
You ain't got no credentials. Your credentials ain't
high
enough yet.
You're right. If you only know, you're right.
You ain't got no credentials.
Shine,
what
so
you need to know?
How can I get in contact with Erica to set up a race with Erica?
You need to talk to
because
me, and I talk to Erica. I don't know if I'm ready for. I need to tell her a few things and get her. I need to show her a few more things before she gets back out there.
Okay, do you actually think you can teach her anything?
Do I what?
Do you think you can teach Erica anything about grudge racing?
I can teach Erica a whole lot more than she knows now about grudge racing. I can also teach you, too.
Wow. Okay. Well,
but you know, I ain't gonna tell you what I'm gonna teach. I ain't gonna tell you my secrets that I'm gonna teach Erica. But I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna teach you. I'm gonna teach you how not to follow me so close behind.
Wow. Okay.
That's what I'm
gonna
teach you. Don't be so close. Stay on back a little further. Don't try to get too close. You know, I might
okay,
have
that's
to
cool.
The race. You run to the back of me.
Well, I mean, you know, I got to respect that because you more close to the rainbow than I am, you leprechaun. Well,
that's right. I'd be all that icy.
Icy. Whoa. How am I iced tea?
Well, hey, you perpetrating them here. You light skin with braids, ain't you?
Yeah, you just ain't
rapping. You just doing a whole bunch of
lying,
but you ain't rapping.
Wow.
I can't believe
it. Out of all the people you call me,
And we all know you ain't got no Cookie or Pam or whatever her name is. We know you ain't got that.
Wow.
Coco.
We know you ain't got that.
Wow. I can't believe that. Wow. So you must then look at my trailer at the hood.
I must look at what?
You didn't look at my tent, my trailer at the hub. You didn't see my girl with me?
No, I did not see your kit or your whip neither.
Oh, well. You didn't see Coco?
I did not see
well, you
none
didn't
of that.
See Coco.
I did not see.
Hello.
I did not see Coco.
Coco. You
didn't I did
see
not see Coco.
Okay, well, you know.
Did I miss anything?
Yes, you did, because when I was burning out, Coco was standing beside me.
Oh, God, no.
We got about 1 minute left.
See, Custom Cut, this is as long as I ever been. See, if it wasn't for Erica, I'd have been going out there. Off the air. We ain't got 1 minute, Erica. I will talk to you next week, and I'm going to have something real good to tell you next week.
Right.
You hear me, Erica?
Yeah, I heard you.
I'm going to have something real good to tell you next Wednesday when we get on the grudge line.
Right, okay.
I'm going, y'all. And Custom Cut, whenever you get up enough nerve to get somewhere and race before October the 13th, you call me.
Yeah, and when you be able to get in the Six Flags, you call me.
You
still 3 foot, 4 inches.
With a whole lot of punch.
by spell. And rough as
well,
it comes.
Well, I ain't got nothing to do with that.
When it comes to racing, not custom cut. I'm talking about racing now.
Okay, well, I mean, you got to grow a little bit to race me.
That's why I got some boots.
Okay, well, we'll see.
We can try to hook up. We can try to hook up. You'll get trying to get in the ring. We might sell you a ticket when you can come see me fight.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you might get tired of seeing the fight. You ain't never seen the fight.
I will holler at all y'all next week. I'm gone. Custom Cuts is out. Bye. All right.
Uh-huh. All right, dude. We can clear that up. We can clear that out.
I like it.
All right, let's clear the bloodline for the night.
All right, man. We'll reach for him again next Wednesday at 7 o'clock. All right.